Okay, today we're going to do Daf Mem Beis. We are the last line on Mem Aleph Mem Beis. The Mishnah said, and Rav Yossi Omer Yom Tov, which continuation of the quote is Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Rosh Shabbos. The first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. B'Shachach, and you forgot that it was Shabbos. B'Hotzias Halulav Rishus Harabim, and you carried your lulav in Rishus Harabim. You're putter from bringing a carbon katas for violation of Shabbos. Because you brought it out with permission. Again, A, number one, we're talking about a time when they carried the lulav on the first day in the Chagbeis Midrash. They carried the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. And if you forgot, then you carried it on the first day of Sukkot. Since you're osik in the mitzvah, you were dealing with the mitzvah, so you were putter from bringing a carbon for violating the Shabbos, so carrying the lulav. So Amar Avaye qualifies this and says, Lo Shanu, the Mishnah, when it's the Rav Yossi says that you're putter from the Chobar Chatas, if you forgot and you carried out the lulav to the Rishus HaRabim, the lo shanu, ela shelo yatzaba. If you haven't been yotzi the mitzvah yet, then you're ready, you're doing the mitzvah. Aval yatzabo, but if you're already yotzi the mitzvah, and then you carry it out, well then you lose that dispensation, and therefore, you would be chayib. Rashi says, lo shanu de potter, ela shelo yotzi de chovas netilas kodem shosiyu. De hashta tar b'mitzvah, v'ta'a b'dar mitzvah. So what's going on here is you're busy with the mitzvah, There's an idea called ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. You made a mistake during the mitzvah. Aval yotza bo kodem shotzio. If you were yotza before you carried out, sulo ta'a b'dvar mitzvahu. You're no longer making a mistake while you're doing the mitzvah, because you did the mitzvah already. Right? Below tarud mehashdom b'mitzvah lasoso. You're not busy doing the mitzvah. So there's no excuse for that mistake. The Gemara then asks, wait a second. How can you ever have the possibility where you weren't yotza the mitzvah? Because we all know, the moment you pick up the lulav ben Ezra, you're yotza the mitzvah. So Gemara says, the moment you lift it up, you're a Yosei. So Rabbi says, what you did, you carried it. You picked it up, carried one of them upside down, and therefore you weren't Yosei the Mitzvah. Right? Rashi says, how is it possible that you weren't Yosei? You can only take it out if you pick it up. And yet it still says you're potter. So you did carry it upside down, and therefore you weren't yotze, and you were in the midst of doing the mitzvah, and therefore yes, you violated the Shabbos by carrying it wherever it was, either Mishus or Yochas or Sarabim, or Dalalamas or Sarabim, whatever you did, but there's no chi of karma katas, because you were osik, you were ta'av b'dvar mitzvah.
So,
I don't think so, because you're not doing the mitzvah. You're not. It's osip mitzvah, pater mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
Right.
Not a mitzvah. Actually, it's a nevera. Not that you didn't do anything wrong. You just don't have a chiyuv korban. You don't have a chiyuv korban. So Rava Amar is another possibility. Afilo temo shelo hapacho. You didn't flip it over. Hakamai eskino. You go and show tzio b'kli. You carry it out in a kli. You carry it out in a bag. You carry it out in a holder. That's how you were carrying out Shemur and Yotzei. Or says, wait a second. According to Rava, the Harava who the Amar the Kicha they davar Achres Mal Kicha. If you carry the lulav out via some other item, in other words, you have a holder, you are Yotzei. So Gemara says, no, Hani Mili Derek Kavod about Derek Bizayin Lo. That's only if you have like a holder, a handle onto it, which looks like something that's covered. But keeping it into a bag or keeping it into something enclosed, that's not Derek Kavod, and you wouldn't be Yotzei. He calls it Derek Bizayin. Rashi says, go in Bikara, like it's in some sort of bowl or some sort of plate. That's how you carry it out. So you weren't going to be Yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore, if you carry it out like that, you're in the midst of doing the mitzvah, you weren't Yotzei in advance, and therefore, you're taught a bit of our mitzvah, and you'll be punished for bringing the Korban Chatos.
So what would be the other side of that, carrying it out how?
If I carry it out regular, without a bag, and right side up,
right,
then the moment I picked it up, I was Yotzei. So therefore, if I walk outside with it, I would be chayav for Shabbos because I'm no longer also in the mitzvah.
But this last thing where it says that in another case he carried it out in something.
Right. Therefore, he's still not yotzi the mitzvah.
He's not yotzi the mitzvah.
And therefore, he's patur from korban chatas because he's tarud. He's still in the midst of doing the mitzvah. He hasn't been yotzi yet.
Done it yet.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Right. So carrying it out in something is not an answer.
What do you mean?
When he said the hug my skin fish, I heard the flea.
Yeah, that is an answer. It was Yotzi bin Akli. It was Yotzi in Akli, but not Yotzi in Akli that's Derek Kavod. It was Yotzi in Akli that's Derek Bizayon. And therefore, he wasn't.
What's a
Rashi says, Kigon Bikara, like he carries in some sort of bowl. He doesn't carry it in something that handle.
So I would imagine that a case a lulav case would probably be.
Ask your local Orthodox comp. It doesn't make a difference to us anyway. We're not carrying it on Shabbos. It's not going to happen. It's not going to come about. Rukiv Eger asks this Gokashi. He says, you know the halacha is Rabbi Chayiv and Shabbos is you have to have an Akira and a Hanacha. Okay? So both those have to be done by Isser. So here, what happens? The moment he picks it up, that split second he picks it up, it's a heter. Because he's being go to the mitzvah.
Right.
He doesn't have an invalid akira without a Shabbos. So how is having an akira and a hanacha? Here the question he said, I'll read it from here. He says, "B'shasha akars halulu b'mkomo kein hayu tarvid var mitzvah umilei lo nitan l'chayev al akira." You can't. Or you have to have a violation of. You have to do the akira and the hanacha have to be done improperly. But here the akira was done properly because the second you picked it up. Right when I go like this, you're to the mitzvah. So I didn't have an akira.
It's two different things.
So I didn't have an akira. Why is it two different things?
It's two different things. One is he's picking it up, which normally would be a problem, but he's yotzei the mitzvah.
Right.
Okay.
The second
but he still picked it up.
But the second you yotzei the mitzvah, what second you yotzei the mitzvah, you're also you tarbid var mitzvah.
But not when he puts it down.
What do you mean when he puts it down? The tarbid var mitzvah is the moment he lifts it up. So there's no there's no akira. There's no Shabbos violation with the lifting.
No, you still not allowed to pick it up. I mean,
what's the havamin to be chayiv you?
What's a lashon tor? So what's he tor?
Because he's in the middle of doing the mitzvah.
What was he tor? He says he picked it up on Shabbos. Tor and he picked it up on Shabbos. He went outside with it on Shabbos.
But there's no violation.
So what's the difference?
He did anything wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
You gotta have both aspects in order to.
That's what became his kasha. What did you do wrong?
I think you got a dispensation because it's a mitzvah, but you still.
Right, exactly. So when he picked it up, he did the mitzvah. That's why he has the dispensation.
Okay, so now he's gonna put it down.
But then he didn't violate anything because you have to have both in violation. Oh. The lifting, the akira was beheter. Hashem, keep eggs and Hashem Yoreinu.
Here we go. Again.
It's no splitting hairs. It's a legitimate question.
That's a good question.
Akira says Hashem Yoreinu on that. I don't know if I saw the Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, it's answered, but I don't understand it fully, so I'm not going to go into that. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Omer Hayi Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi would say, Olas Of Shenim Seis Bein Ha'agapayim, Kesav V'Kesav R'chat Shechatas Of Hi, V'Achla Potter. Okay, so you have the Olas Of and the Chatas Of. The Olas Of is, but the Chatas Of you eat, the Olas Of is burnt, is that the way it goes?
Yeah,
so the Chatas Of is going to eat, and the Olas Of is going to get burnt. So you have the olos of, there's a machlokes of what ben agapayim means. It's been mixed up with other birds, or mixed up in, whatever it was, there's a bird that's in between the olos and the chatos. And he mistakenly assumes that this is a chatos, and he eats it, which is a violation because he's not just moel, because it really was an ola. It wasn't allowed to eat it. So Gemara says that he's putter. Why is he putter? Because he was told with our mitzvah. He was doing the mitzvah, and he ate it, so he's putter, he doesn't have to bring the korban ilah. He's into the right thing, but he's still putter. Right, Rashi says, "Near be'enai the high be'enai gapayim eno el loshen ofos." He says, "Olas of shenimsa be'enai ofos hamalukim lechatas hamifarchasin eitz hamizbeach." That's going down. Can I just explain what here it is. Kasavar akohen chatas ofi ve'achla ve'nimsa shema'ol bekatchi shemayim b'shogeg patar mekovim ila hoel imachatas nimsis. It was amongst the chatos. V'achilas a mitzvah, and eating chatos is a mitzvah. Diksiv achlo osam asher kiv Abraham have a tovid var mitzvah pater. So if a tovid var mitzvah, you're pater from the korban. So the Gemara says, fine, okay. So makamash malon. What's Rav Yossi come to teach us? The tovid var mitzvah. That if you tovid var mitzvah, you pater from the korban. Hay nuhach. Well, that's our case in our Mishnah. What's the new case? What's the case in the? What's why is it bring another case? There's a big difference between the two cases because you were tovid var mitzvah in both, but in our lulav case. You actually were yotzei a mitzvah in the meantime also. By eating the ola, you weren't yotzei in the mitzvah. You were thought you were doing the mitzvah, but you weren't. By the lulav, when you lift second, you lifted it up, you were yotzei. Okay, that's what Gemara says. So he says, ma'od tema hasam in our Mishnah, who detard var mitzvah patra, why? Hainor de avon mitzvah. Because sof, you did a mitzvah. Aval hacha, in the case of Rav Huna, the gabi toa, and he eats the birds, detard var mitzvah, you made a mistake while you were in the midst of doing a mitzvah, but below avon mitzvah. At the end, you didn't do a mitzvah. So, ema, lo, so maybe in that case, Rav Yossi would not pot to you from bringing the korban. Maybe you needed two things going on. You had to be tovid var mitzvah. And at the end, be yotzei mitzvah. Kamash malan, but that's not the case. That even the case of the olos of, shenimtas, vein agapayim, you still are not mechuyav to bring the korban milah. Okay, mesvei, You can ask the questions, right? Rav Yossi just says, Toad's bar mitzvah is putter, even if you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So now we'll get the kasha. Nesvei, Rav Yossi Omer, Hashochet es hatamin she'eno mevukar kelchaso b'shabes chayiv katos. So Rav Yossi says, if someone checks an animal for the korban tamid that is not sufficiently checked to determine whether or not it has any mumim, and you did it, you shechted it all, you shechted it on Shabbos, you chayiv a korban chatos for violating the Shabbos, for shchita on Shabbos. Okay, I'll do what the malacha of shchita is, but it's a malacha. You violated the malacha of shchita on Shabbos, and you had no dispensation of bringing a karbon, because the karbon was pasalach rava, because it wasn't checked. So the Gemara is, epitzar coming acher, and you have to bring another karbon coming. You weren't yotzei anything. Or says, wait a second, why you have a karbon chatos? You told with our mitzvah. You thought you were doing the mitzvah of the karbon coming, right? Right, Rashi says, second wide line. Chayav chatos shum shchita b'shabbos she'ena shal mitzvah ve'ena docha. Alma tovid var mitzvah lo'as mitzvah chayav. Here it's a case of tovid var mitzvah, and the outcome is not a mitzvah because you have to bring a new karbon, and yet the Gemara says you're chayav. Sheharei tovid zev a mitzvah. This guy was in the mitzvah trying to do a mitzvah. Sheharei rotz lishko tamid shal shabbos b'savar shum mevukar. He thought it was mevukar. He thought it was doing a karbon, and just had the case that he wasn't. So why is it chayav the karbon? Why is it chayav karbon for violating Shabbos? So the Gemara says that Yerusha takes out the Amalei. It says, "Bar minade ahi." Don't ask any kashas from this place, from this brisa. The Itmar Allah, because we already talked about this brisa elsewhere. The Itmar Allah, Amar of Shmuel bar Chitai, Amar of Hamnuna Sava, Amar of Yitzchak bar Ashayon, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav, Kigon shehiviu milishka sheena mubukarim. In the cases where they brought this animal from a chamber, from the non-mavukar chamber, from the chamber where I guess they don't check the animals. It's not, if they brought it from the inappropriate chamber, right? Rashi says in the first wide line, milishka shein mavukarin the ein zet toed var mitzvah. Now forget the fact that it's not even go to the mitzvah. This is even a toed var mitzvah. It's so far removed from him doing the right thing. It came from the wrong spot, so he can't be toed var mitzvah. What's he doing in such haste? He didn't pay sufficient attention. The ein zet toed var mitzvah. He's not busy with these animals. He should never be busy with these animals to figure out, oh, I should be mocked with this one. These animals shouldn't even be in his mind at all, right? Even you can't even say he's tarred in the tamid because now it's the time of the tamid. Right? Rashi says here that what's going on here is you've exited somehow. You find the definitions. But you've exited the parameters of Toed Bar Mitzvah and entered the parameters of Karav L'mezid, and therefore, if you do it, you would be violating Shabbos and Mikhayev a Karban. Right? Below Dak Belishkos Lahatim Ezer Yavi. You have to at least check where the animal is coming from. So if the animal comes from the right Lishka and he just shechted it without realizing it wasn't checked, well, then he's Toed Bar Mitzvah. If the animal doesn't even come from the right Lishka, then he's Karav L'mezid, and therefore he'd be violating Shabbos. It's too far removed from Talmud Bar Mitzvah. Again, we just have to figure out what the definitions are. Okay. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is going to talk about carrying the lulav and bringing it back into water on Shabbos and Yontov. So the Mishnah says, Mikabelas Isha Miyad Bina Umiyad Baila. A woman can accept and carry the lulav from her son or from her husband, and there's no problem with Tiltul Muksa, right? Umachaziras To Lamayim B'Shabbos. And they can put it back into the water that it came from on Shabbos. Right, so there's no problem of Zoraya, there's no problem of Hashkot Zorayim, of watering. You can put it back in. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shabbos Machzirin. In Shabbos, you can put it back into the water that it came from, but you can't add water, and you can't switch the water. Yontif Mosifin. On Yontif, you can go another step and actually add water into the bowl. U'bimoe and Cholomoe Machlifin. You can actually switch the water. Okay, next. Once a katan reaches the age where he knows how to do the na'anuim, right? He knows to be molichu, maybe mali umorit, like we did in Lamizayin, chayev lulav. At that time, the father is obligated to buy him a valid lulav. And so don't buy a lemon. When you do chinuch, you got to do it with the right, something that's yotzei. Doesn't have to be the most mahudar. You have to buy something that's kasher. He's chayev lulav. The katan is chayev in a tilos lulav at that time. Okay. So the Gemara has said, the Mishnah said that the woman can accept the lulav and touch and carry the lulav from her husband and from her son. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what's the problem? Right? It's royal mitzvah, it's a mitzvah object, and therefore it's mutzvah tipul. Again, we're dealing with a case, I guess, probably in Yerushalayim during the Beis HaMikdash times, before and they would take the lulav on Shabbos. They wouldn't carry it in the streets. They would bring it Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah said they would recognize what their lulav was and take it on shul on Shabbos. But they would be using it on Shabbos. So B'zman Zeh this doesn't apply. B'zman Zeh the lulav is muksa, I believe, on Shabbos. But the Gemara says Peshitta. So Ma'adatame, you might have thought, Ho, v'ishalav baski yuva, he emeloti kabil kamash malan. Since the woman doesn't have an actual chiyuv, right, since she doesn't have the chiyuv, therefore she doesn't have to take the lulav, therefore it would be muksa for her. Kamash malan, once something's not muksa, look at the chatzit, don't look at the gavra, let's say. Okay, yeah, once the lulav is not muksa for the husband and for the son, so it's no longer a muksa item. It's not a muksa item, therefore she's allowed to carry it as well. Right, let's get Rashi. Kamash malan, right, it's the sixth line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At the end. See where says Gemara. Kamash malan, kevon de royal and the tilas anashim, toras klila. It gets defined as a keli. So it's no muksa. Right, umutla betitla kol, and therefore everyone can carry it. Okay. Next. Katan hayudeil naneya, right? The katan knows how to wave the lulav, then he's chayev. So Tana Rabbanon, now we're learning a brisa regarding chinuch. Katan hayudeil naneya, when the katan reaches the age when he knows how to shake the lulav, chayev lulav, then you have to get him the lulav. Lis atef, when he knows how to put on the cloak appropriately, chayev betzitzis, then you have to give him tzitzis. I guess the father has to address him with tzitzis. Lishmor tefillin, if the katan knows how to properly guard tefillin, it's not to go into the Vesakise, to keep a gulfnaki, then aviv lo keich lo tefillin, and the father has to buy for him tefillin, that he has to wear tefillin.
With a brother?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that
was why not? Word. Why not? Women make brachos on things that they're not, I mean, maybe it's hard to make different, I don't know. I don't know why not. Aviv lo keich lo tefillin. Hayodeya ledaber, once he knows how to speak, aviv lomdo Torah Kriya Shema, the father teaches him Torah and Kriya Shema. So Torah Mahi, what part of Torah are you teaching? Shor Shemelech Safara? What do you teach him? Torah Mahi. Amar Rav Hamnuna, you teach him Torah Tzivlan Moshe, Amar Shaki Lesakov. You teach him that Pasuk, Kriya Shema Mahi, and what's the Kriya Shema? The whole thing? It's Pasuk Rishon. You teach him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And every cut that knows, and that's what we all did most probably growing up. We taught those first two things that you were taught. Torah Tzivlan Moshe and Shema Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah, the Raisa continues. Hayodei Elishmor Gufo. If you have a katan who knows how to guard his body, meaning, right, Rashi says, Hayodei Elishmor Gufo, Mitumas Maga Umasav Oel. He knows how to guard his body not to become Tamei from Tamei Mace, I guess, right, Maga, Masa, and Ohel. So then, Ochlin Al Gufo Taharos. You are allowed to then eat, you have to assume, I guess, that anything that touched his body is tahor, and we're not cautious that when it touched him, he was tamei. So I guess the chaverim or the kohanim who want to eat for tahara, so they can eat for tahara, they can be so mechayev. Now lishmor as yadav, once, which is a later stage in life, when he knows how to guard his hands, because yadayim maskani was same, he knows how to guard his hands. Then ochlim al yadav taharos, and even anything that he touched, you can assume is tahor, and you're allowed to eat it. Princess Rita's Rashi. Rashi says ochlim al gufo taharos. Imnaga gufo b'taharos. If his body touched taharos, ain choshim him. We're not choshish that they are tamei. Aval lo al yodav. But not at the first stage, it's not with his hands. That's in the younger age. Imnaga b'yodav b'taharos choshim lehem. Because she yodei lishmor gufo, the ain yodei lishmor yodav mitorah stam. It's easier to guard your body than to guard your hands. Because we say stam yodim are it's easier to guard your body, but stam yodav requires an extra shmira. Right, shagaz roleim liyos shnios elim kinyan deilishorim. Yeah, you have to know how to watch those specifically. About here deilish moros yadav. Someone who knows how to guard his hands. Mishanatlam einro game b'shum dover safek. That's next. Right, mishanatlam when he watches them. When he washes them, einro game b'shum dover safek o b'safek hamatamis edaim. He's not going to touch anything. The im lo nizar ubali gav etaharos lo to yodav. And if something did happen, he's going to go wash his hands again. That's the next level. Okay. Then the braisa continues. The next, hayodeya lishael, if there's a katan who knows how to answer, meaning, Rashi says, hayodeya lishael, she'im sholim oso nagat betuma zo yodeya lahashiv hein olo o in yodeya. If he knows how to answer yes, no, or I don't know, then all the rules apply. If he says yes, then he touched it. If he says no, he didn't touch it. If it's fake, then Rishus HaYachid Sveikot Tamid, Rishus HaRabim Sveikot Tamid. Go according to the regular rules. Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid would become Tamid, and Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim would assume would be Tahar. In the last case, I think, Hayodei Lifros Kapov, once he knows how to spread his hands, Then chokin lo truma beis agronos. He knows how to bench. I do the birchas kohanim. You can give him truma from the granaries. You can already give him truma that. You can feed him truma. You're not worried that he's going, if he's at that age, you're not worried that he's going to do something to violate the sanctity of the truma. Then the Brisa continues. Hayodeya lishkos, somebody, a katan, who knows how to shecht, meaning not necessarily he knows the halachas, but he has a steady hand, and he can do it, and he has no fear, he's going to do the shechita. Ochle mishchitoso, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. But amravuna, vusha gadol omer l'gabov. You have to have a gadol omer l'gabov to check what is going on. There is a machlokas rishonim over here. It's mashma from here that the gadol omer l'gabov works specifically when the katan knows how to, you know, keep the steady hand. But if the katan doesn't know to keep a steady hand, even if the gadol's omer l'gabov and says that nothing went wrong, still no good. That seems to be what Tosos says over here, right? Tosos says hayodei lishkos la'amen yado l'shlita afal pisha ain't a baki v'hilchos shlita. Even though he's not, you have plenty of people who are baki in hilchos shlita, but you can't trust their shlita because they can't do the shlita. Here you have somebody who knows how to do the shlita. He's not baki in halachos. It's the gadol omer l'gabov takes care of that. But he says over here, mashma im ein yodei la'amen yado l'shlita. If he can't, you know, get the hand steady for shlita, typically, if a gadol watches him and sees that in this case it was good, nevertheless, asul echo mishkitasa, you're not allowed to eat it. The Ran apparently is a Ran who argues. He says that when you have gadol omer l'gabov, no matter what, it would be fine. Even if typically this katan doesn't know how to keep his hand steady, if the gadol watches him and sees it took place, then the gadol omer l'gabov is more encompassing than just the way Tosos learns gadol omer l'gabov. Okay.
Every kid, he had to put him on his own
account
on everything that he did,
for
mitzvahs and for...
I guess. Okay. Okay. Next, the Brisa continues. Yochol echol kazayis dagon. I don't understand this. If he knows how to eat a kazayis of wheat, marchiki mitzvahso umiraglov abramos, then you have to distance yourself from his waist, right, from his excrement and from his urine, for amos in order to daven. Because since he ate a kazayis, then we assume that the tzoa is masreches, and therefore you have to. I guess if you're nursing, I guess it seems to be indicating that the tzoa of a nursing baby, you don't have to distance yourself when it comes to kriyashma. That's what it seems to be saying. Right? It says, Rashi says, kazayis dagon kol chamishas aminim kari dagon he marchiki mitzvaso misha achol kazayis meelu b'chol inyan achila. Should show us minimum halal masrachas, I guess, before that point, it was only nursing, only in the bottle. You don't have to be marchik from the tzoa. And the Gemara then says, Amar of Chizda, who sheyachol ochlo b'chdei achilas pras. But he has to be able to eat it in the amount of time that normal people eat it, which is tokadei achilas pras. The Amar of Chia b'rei derav yeva ubigadol. When it comes to a gadol, I guess to hear if someone's 6 or 7 years old, you distance yourself from the tzoa and from his urine, right? Even if you can't eat it that quickly, because the pasuk says in Koheles, "Biyosif das, yosif machov." The older you are, the more worries that you have. Basically, that's literally that from the. I guess the older that you are, I guess that means that your tzoa is misraches more. And even though he can't eat a kazayis, stay after the pras, and nevertheless, it reaches a certain age, automatically you have to distance himself from that waste. Okay. Now the Brisa continues. Yochol le'echol kazayis tzali. If he can eat a roasted kazayis, shochin alavas haPesach, you can add him into the chabura to eat the korban Pesach. So ne'amar, ish l'fi achlo. The pasuk says, ish l'fi achlo, tachos was to say, each man to what he can eat. And we learn from that pasuk, only someone who's roy to eat this seh can be appointed onto it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't shecht the Korban Pesach for a katan ad sheyachol levarer achila, until he can explain, I guess, the achila. He knows the difference. They're much younger when they can eat it. He knows the difference between food and something else. Ketza nosno tzoror v'zoko egos v'notol. If you give him a rock, he'll throw it away. If you give him some sort of nut, he'll know and he'll eat it. So he has to be a little bit older that he can be mafkin between, you know, dirt and food. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Hajan Allah Lulav Hagazel. Hajan Allah Lulav Hagazel. Hajan Allah Lulav Hagazel. Fine. So midoraisa, right? The lulav is taken in the Beis Hamikdash and by the Kohanim, and they circle the mizbeach with the aravos, right? All 7 days. That's the midoraisa, right? You circle with the lulav, and you circle with the arava. So lulav v'arava shisha, taking shisha v'shiva, taking the lulav and taking the arava to circle the mizbeach. That is either done 6 days or 7 days. Ha-Halel, when it comes to Halel, right, there's two separate things. There's Netilas Lulav, sorry, I said it wrong. There's Netilas Lulav, and there's the mitzvah to circle the Mizbeach with the Arava. So that's either 6 days or 7 days. Okay, Lulav, Arava is Shisha V'Shiva. Ha-Halel, right, the Halel, the Taro Halel, the Simcha, and the Taro Simcha, Simcha means eating Basar Shlomim, eating meat, that's Shmona, that's Noeg all 8 days, 7 days plus one of Shemini Atzeres. Sukkah, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, the nisuch hamayim, and the mitzvah of pouring the water libations on the mizbeach, that's shiva. That is 7 days. Hachalil, the mitzvah to play musical instruments, right, because that's the simchas beit shoeva, which is not docha, Shabbos, or yontif, that's either 5 days or 6 days, because if it's Shabbos is one, then yontif could be the sixth day. But if Yontif falls out on Shabbos, then it would be 6 days, because it would be the same thing. You'd have the whole next week of Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah explains lulav shiva ketsa. How do you have the case where you take the lulav for 7 days? If Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos lulav shivas yamin b'shar kol yamin shisha. The only time you would have at that time to have the mitzvah of taking the lulav 7 days is if Yom Tov Rishon fell on Shabbos. Then they would take the lulav on Shabbos, and they would take the lulav the rest of the week. But if Yom Tov Rishon fell on any week other than Shabbos, then when Shabbos came, you wouldn't take the lulav, because you only took the lulav on Shabbos at that time, only if it was Yom Tov Rishon. Arava Shiva Ketzad, how can you have the mitzvah of taking of the makit mizbech with the Arava 7? Is if you say Yom Shvi Shel Arava Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. I guess if Hoshana Rabba falls out on Shabbos, then Arava B'Shvi. Then you're taking the Arava all 7 days. Shar Kol Yomim, but when Hoshana Rabba did not fall out on Shabbos, and I don't think that's possible, right, Menachem? It's not possible today for Hoshana Rabba to fall out on Shabbos.
Right, tomorrow's
right, okay. Shar Kol Yomim Shisha. If it falls on any other day, then you can't only take the Aravos 6 days, because on the seventh, on the day that was Shabbos, you're not going to take the Arava. Okay. Now, even though it is mutter to take the lulav, and that's the lulav on Shabbos, or the Arava on Shabbos, that's only allowed for the mitzvah. It's not docha. It's only a tiltal issue. It's not docha for the hotza issues, right? That's, we all know that. So mitzvahs lulav ketzad. How are they mekayim the mitzvah of the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash and not violate the Issur Torah? So Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay, so let's say the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos. So they're taking. So what do they do? Movlichim es lulvehem laharabayis. They would take their lulavim to harabayis in advance on erev Shabbos, in order that they won't be violating the mitzvah of Chotzah on Shabbos. The Hachazonim, and all the, I guess, the Shamish in charge there, when the Kabbalah Mehen, they would accept the Lulavim from them. The Sojin also Magabi Itzba. They would line them up on the benches that were on Harabayas. The Azakenim, Meinichim, Eshalahen, Belishka, and the elders, they would put their Lulavim in a separate compartment. You know, the Gmirim got their own, they got their own area. Umilandun also lomar, and they would teach everyone to say, "Kol misha meagia lulav liyado harei hulo b'matana." They're not worrying about now getting their own lulav. Basically, it's a free for all, and there's an implicit matana that whoever picks up what would have been my lulav, it's theirs. It's there. I mean, you got to be careful now. The guy who buys the really cheap one and now goes and grabs a really expensive one in the base of English.
Well, nobody would buy an expensive one.
Right. So you're gonna end up.
It'll all be cheap.
Okay, so the machar the next day. Mashkimin, they wake up, Uba'in, and they come to Harabayas, the Hachazanim Zorkin also Lufayim, and the Hachazanim toss the lulavim towards them. I don't get it. Are you going to break the pit of? What do you think you're not bringing
the
lulav
check?
We're not bringing the Hadas, of course. Lulav here, I think, means all the Dalaminim. Because they tossed them, right? But what happened was, Vehain Michatvin Umakin Ishas Mechaveros, similar to what we had before, when they were running up the ramp. They would jump on each other to get the lulavim. right? You don't want to be poked in the eye by a lulav. That's pretty dangerous, right? Because sharo beizim shabod de sakana. When it came, and not only that, the esrogim pretty hard. Throwing the esrogim, you're able to break the mizbeach. What happened with Alexander Yanai? So these things are hard. So they knew there was a sakana going on here. So sharo beizim shabod de sakana. Hiskinu. They said she yehi kol echav echa noto bebeiso. Everyone in Yerushalayim could just take the Luvin Esrog at home. They don't have to come to the base of Migdosh to be local Luvin Esrog. They would take the Luvin Esrog in their homes. All right, Rashi says.
Why didn't he even think about it? Yerushalayim had an Esrog.
Wasn't there a question? Because it only if they closed the gate, right? There was a whole. Right, but there was a problem because it was Mufulash and went straight through. They had to close the gates and they didn't close the. There was a whole Gemara in Erevin talking about Yerushalayim.
On
Mufulash? Yeah, something like that. I don't know. That's it.
Rashi's going to say tomorrow that the reason why he said Dalalam is the Rosh Hashanah and that.
Not for that reason. But then where's the Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah is in the streets of Yerushalayim.
Sitting in someone's chutzah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. It's early, but we'll stop here because it's plenty of time. I don't think tomorrow's so long.
Right.